That must be it. REM finishing up Temptate's Friday afternoon show. Oh, forgot about that little bit. Oh, clever boys. It's 3 o'clock. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLC East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. It's Ron Sanchez taking over. I'll be here for the next 3 hours on this chilly, wintry day. Oh, there's a streak of blue sky showing when I was walking across campus, subdividing the big black clouds up there. Am I ready for a show? I've been up since pretty early this morning. You know, it's record store day today, and I have a show to organize today. So I had a full schedule, and came back from the shop with a small stack of records. There was a couple of really nice releases on this record store day. If you haven't gotten out to one of our local shops, you might make an effort. I'll be playing a couple things I bought. And just stuff I've been accumulating this last couple weeks. That makes it fun. Not the same old stuff. There's probably some business I have to do to start the show correctly. Yes, KGLT is underwritten in part by the Western Cafe, Bozeman's last best cafe, locally owned and operated for nearly a century, serving homemade breakfast and lunch daily from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., supporting local farms and ranches, as well as community and environmental preservation, located 443 East Main Street in downtown Bozeman. Can't miss it. Can't miss it. Don't miss it. And Studio Coffee Roaster, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College, next to FedEx. Online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. Weather. Let's see if I can pull this up here. They've changed. We have a brand new computer in here on the side for weather, and I don't know what else we're going to dedicated to, but it's a nice iMac. Something I'm familiar with. It says afternoon, 20% chance of rain. I think we got a little sprinkles earlier. It doesn't look like there's much more coming. Cloudy with a high of near 50. 50 mile an hour winds. Tonight, chance of rain and snow, mostly after 5 a.m. And Saturday says a chance of rain and snow before 9 a.m. So it's that transitional time of winter yet. Nothing to shovel quite yet. So there you go. What do I also have to do? Oh, yes. This 3 o'clock hour is supported by Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands across around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, two exhibits, Environmental Impact 2 and Women, A Century of Change, are at the Museum of the Rockies. The IVF and Infertility Support Group meet at Our Yoga on Main. The Montana Parent Holiday Bazaar is at the Grand Tree. It's the Ice Dogs versus Gillette Wild at Haynes Pavilion. It's open mic night at Steep Mountain Tea House. It's jazz night at Red Tractor Pizza. Close to Toast plays at the Eagles. Bozeman Film Society presents I'm Your Man at the Ellen Theater. The Bird Dogs perform at the Elm. And on Saturday, celebrate small businesses in downtown Bozeman. In Livingston, the Baby Grand Piano Series is at the Murray. It's fourth Friday music night at the Blue Slipper Theater. The Green Door Gallery presents Walk on the Wild Side, a tarot deck project. And Double Wide Dreams plays at Chico Hot Springs. In Helena, Ho Ho Holter Christmas Auction and Bazaar continues. Also at the Holter, see the beautiful photographs of Larry Blackwood. Check out the holiday shopping pop-up at Space 111. And Rocket to Uranus and Acoustic Role play at LNC Brewing. On Saturday, it's time for the special country Christmas craft show at LNC Fairgrounds, as well as a craft fair at Delta Hotel. And Synthesis, an electronic music get-down, is at LNC Brewing. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yes, stuff happening all over town. Seems pretty busy again. I know Thanksgiving attracts a lot of families and stuff, so it's busy around all week. I just kept a low profile and taking care of my own business. And one of the things I take care of, I'm retired, but it's been assigned to me that one of my jobs is to go grocery shopping and to buy records.
then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Well, I know, you probably scream and cry that your little world won't let you go. But who in your measly little world are you trying to prove that you're made out of gold and can't be sold? So, are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Let me prove it to you.
Starting off loud, or getting loud anyway. Finish up with 801 Live, Phil Manzanera and friends, Brian Eno and Simon Phillips, smashing the drums. You're doing Lagrima and TNK, Tomorrow Never Knows. And apparently it was the keyboard player's idea to do TNK. He said he showed up at rehearsal and suggested they try it out, and I guess everybody in the band looked at him like, "You're crazy. What a great idea." And there you go. That's what happened. It's a what's his name? Francis Monkman. That's right. Not a name that rolls off the tip of my tongue. Former piano player with a band called Curved Air. And I think he's been around since, or was. Don't know. I haven't checked on his status lately. Started off with a guy named Lana Young from a really nice album from I picked up the other day. A used one called Roots of the Blues, and it's on the Southern Folk Heritage series on Atlantic Records from 1960. It went out in the field and recorded all kinds of music. And that's a good one, Fife and Drums. I picked up another one today, Rock Roll On, I think it's called, or Roll On Rock, or Blues Rocks On. I just couldn't pass it up. They're so well done and just so interesting. Not artists you always know. There's a couple of familiar people on these. I think Mississippi Fred McDowell's on it. But those blues comps, can't beat them. Especially ones like that where somebody went and really did some legwork. And then The Who, they're great. Missing single, Joined Together. I don't think they came out in the States. Maybe it did. But after Who's Next, they put out three singles, Let's See Action, Joined Together, and Relay. And none of them were really very big hits anywhere, though they're all incredible tunes. And they just never popped up on albums until much later. Sort of forgotten, but good ones. So that'd be like 72. Then Jimi Hendrix from his debut album, Our Experience, the title track. Just stunning to think that was 1967. His first ever solo record. Hendrix had recorded it. And a couple of times you could tell he was really trying to do something, but he was always in somebody else's format for the most part. So people like the Isley Brothers didn't quite know what to make of him, and Little Richard didn't want anybody upstaging him. So Hendrix was always moving around until he got to England with Chas Chandler. And I don't know where it came from, but it exploded out of Hendrix. And there you go. We got three studio albums in quick succession. And then 801. Nice long blast there to start off. Shake the cobwebs out. And Lord knows I need it. How about you? You guys have a nice time yesterday? Thanksgiving? See some friends, some family? Gather around the stove and eat some good food? I hope so. I hope that's in your agenda. As Nye said, a very small gathering this year. Everybody seemed to have scattered, so it's just a dinner for four, and it was nice. I got to hover over the stove all day, doing what I do, and enjoy doing and playing music too while I was working on it. So, multitasking. What do I need to tell you? This
week on This American Life.
Being so close to these birds that don't normally allow us to get that close to them was like passing through some kind of force field or something and emerging on their side of the divide and feeling that.
A flock of birds changes one man's life. Another birds changing other people's lives this week.
This American Life, 9 o'clock Monday morning on KGLT.
Yeah. More things to tell you. The Dalians have landed. Daily Coffee and Eatery, located in Bozeman's Cannery District, with indoor seating and newly refreshed outdoor patio. Order by phone using the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com. And we shall continue. Another record I picked up this last week was is a compilation called Junior Saw It Happen, and it's a collection of English and Scottish artists, Welsh, on the Pi record label in England. And the only reason I bought it, I had virtually everything else on it, but it had one song that I've only read about. It's by Status Quo, and it's a transitional single for them when they went from being the psychedelic Status Quo to being the boogie band that became huge in Europe. And the song's called Down the Dust Pipe. And the reason that stands out is because they didn't write it. Status Quo didn't write it. It was a demo that was handed to them. It was a blueprint for their future sound. And the demo was recorded by my friend's man in 1968 or 69. And foolishly, they didn't put it out themselves. They just, it was a paid job, and they did it. And didn't think much of it until it was a hit. And Deke Leonard, in his books, always said he would remind the members of Status Quo that man created the blueprint for their hit sound. They're responsible for the hit sound, and it's good. I can hear the man influence in this. I would have liked to have heard the man version, but of course things like that didn't survive. I don't think anybody has an acetate or a piece of tape or anything, so this is as close as we'll get, and I'll illustrate why I'm rambling on like that.
Down upon a town pike, signpost upon it. I've had big trouble, but it's turned out all right. My young life was a horror and quite a fright. And when I finally got a girlfriend, she was crazy in the head. And I could have had crazy, but I got Penny instead. I've had trouble by the gross, and I've had trouble by the case. I've had trouble with my money, I've had trouble with my face. My first real love was Dory, but she was into red. And I could have had lonely, but I got Penny instead. She could have had a king. She could have had a money man and give her everything. And a better looking man lying in her bed. I got Penny instead. Now, and when you're feeling lonely and you're downright sad and blue, feeling like a loser, I'll tell you what you do. Take a look at Charlie Pickett and keep this in your head.
Gonna give me everything I want. Ain't nobody gonna make
grab this rock pile. One of the greatest bands ever in that short time. What were they on stage? 77 to 81 or so? Until they imploded. And they only put out one record under their own name, though. There's quite a few that they're on. Two or three Dave Edmunds and one Nick Lowe, Carlene Carter, Mickey Jupp, and maybe something else. Just made some great music. Nice guys, too. Fun bunch. Party boys. Sorrow for Status Quo, Down the Dust Pipe, from an album called Junior. So I happen a collection of stuff on the Pi label, though not all the bands on that are from the Pi label. Once I started looking, I see Procol Harum and The Move and The Yardbirds. But a solid compilation of 20 hits. Man themselves, from their second album called Be Good Two Ounces of the Plastic with a Hole in the Middle. You heard My Name is Jesus Smith. That's Deke Leonard and leading the band. And you can hear the similarities between that them and that Status Quo song. It's sort of rock and boogie stuff. And that Man record sounded good. I was surprised how it jumps out of the speakers so well for an early recording like that. Good one. And then we heard Charlie Pickett from his compilation bar band Americanas. You heard a new song added to that called I Got Penny Instead, and that's his wife Penny. And Charlie Pickett's a nice guy. I was in the same room as him a couple years ago, and we didn't connect. I didn't know he was going to be there. I didn't know he was flying out to San Francisco, and he didn't know I was. So we crisscrossed. So it goes. Great musician out of Florida. Did a whole string of records and just never set the world on fire. He has a good cult following, and he did an album a few years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, that's really, 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 really good. But no traction. That's a shame. But he seems content. I think he plays at parties and stuff. What else is there? Oh, Billy Bremner's Rock Files. Billy Bremner's a guitar player in Rock Pile, and he's been making records as Rock Files with a Swedish band, and that's a tribute to Rock Pile doing Sweet Little Lisa. And that's a ripper. That guy's a great guitar player. Just amazing. And he just has his little hobby band and goes out and plays once in a while. Great stuff. Yeah, I have a few more minutes before we hit the top of the hour, so I have to stop here and tell you. The 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Cactus Records and Gifts, serving Bozeman's pop culture appetite for almost 50 years with new and used vinyl, tapes, CDs, gifts, and more. Open daily. Information at cactusrecords.net and on Facebook. They're located at 29 West Main in Bozeman. And I have to go around this weekend to see what they got for Record Store Day. I didn't have time this morning, but it's on my agenda. I give my business equally to all the record outlets in town, because that's a tough biz. Inventory is expensive, margins are low, and you got to generate excitement. That's the whole thing. But right here, I'm going to try to generate some excitement on this radio show. Let's see if it works.
next to you. Showed me how to love you, and I do. Love you, love you, that's you. That ain't right.